Good afternoon. Rain continues across interior New York and New England as a southerly wind flow keeps temperatures well above freezing and mostly in the lower to mid 40s even as the rain comes down. A cool front approaching from the west is responsible for the rain and milder air, and as it swings through, we'll continue to see rain right on through the evening commute. As the front passes off to the east, the rain will wind down through the evening and overnight skies will begin to clear out a bit. With temperatures in the 40s, we'll remain above normal and overnight lows will drop down into the 20s to around 30 behind the front. This will set us up for a mainly dry day tomorrow, but another weak disturbance will pass through during the afternoon, and this could touch off a few scattered rain or snow showers. Otherwise, skies will be mostly cloudy and highs once again will be back into the lower 40s. Another modest ridge of high pressure will dry things out for Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds, a little bit of cooler air, but still in the upper 30s before another system approaches for the day on Friday. Again, this system will be on the weak side, still though mostly cloudy skies with scattered rain or snow showers and highs in the upper 30s. As we head into the weekend, a low pressure center along the eastern seaboard will develop. We'll watch the system work its way up the coast. Right now, computer models are suggesting that this storm will be far enough away so that we'll have the outer fringes and a few light snow showers, perhaps some steadier light snow for central and eastern New England. If it makes a closer approach, perhaps a modest snowfall for some of us as we head through the first part of the weekend. On Saturday, temperatures will be in the lower 30s. Behind this system, either way, a chance of snow showers, a breeze, and chillier air with highs in the 20s to around 30, but bouncing back into the lower 30s again with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings and winter weather advisories are out for a large part of the upper Midwest and northern plains. Low pressure will move through the Midwest and into the Great Lakes today and tonight. This system will bring a band of heavy snow along with considerable blowing and drifting snow as it moves through. 6 to 10 inches of snow is possible in central Wisconsin with 2 to 5 inches elsewhere. The strong winds will produce considerable blowing and drifting of the snow, which will lead to reduced visibilities. And a wind advisory is out for most of the Great Plains into the Corn Belt. Winds behind the cold front that passed through earlier this morning will gust up to 55 miles per hour at times through the evening hours. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 84 degrees at Harlingen, Texas and Santa Ana, California to a low of 5 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain near 50, Boston cloudy and breezy with rain and fog in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo rain and snow showers then partly sunny with highs in the mid 30s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 30 degrees, the average low, 14. The record high, 66, set in 1932, and the record low, 24 below zero, in 1957. Sunrise this morning at 7:23 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:46 p.m., 9 hours and 23 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with rain showers through the afternoon and highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Rain and snow showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain this afternoon and highs in the middle to upper 40s. Showers through the evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with rain today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Rain and snow showers this evening, then some clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain this afternoon and highs in the middle 40s. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with rain this afternoon and highs in the middle 40s. Showers this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near 30. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers in the lower 40s, a mix of sun and clouds, upper 30s on Thursday. Mostly cloudy Friday, a rain or snow shower in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy with a chance of snow, especially in New England on Saturday, lower 30s. A chance of snow showers on Sunday around 30. And in the lower to mid 30s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.